Chief, how are you doing today?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're good, Chief. Just quickly, you're looking. Obviously, the game in Arizona didn't go the way you wanted. The game against the Avs didn't go the way you wanted. You find yourself in a situation where it's not horrible. Okay, you're not in the playoffs right now, but you do have three games in hand. As a head coach, how do you keep the guys focused on what lies ahead of them right now, rather than looking behind them and saying, okay, this was bad, and everybody's talking about this, that, and the other? How do you keep your guys focused on the next game and what's important that lies ahead of them?
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, the thing is, you got to look at the situation, like you said, where, you know, we have games in hand on Arizona.
Blues off this evening, Blues off tomorrow.
A lot of home games here coming up. And we're focusing on right now is this series against Colorado, the three-game series here, and game one on Thursday. I mean, you know, the way I look at it and how I explain to the team is that we control our own destiny, really. I mean, if we do what we're supposed to do and win our games, we'll be in good shape. So, and that's how we kind of break it down. And, you know, we got to a one game at a time focus. That's what you got to do. We got to look at Thursday against Colorado, and that's it.
So, Chief, as we get into this last stretch, and you know that one of the hot topics has been the second period for you guys. And look, yep. I try explaining sometimes that the guys aren't out there purposely trying to do things wrong or take their foot off the gas. It just sort of happens at times. And right now it's the second period. How do you go about trying to address that without hyper-focusing on it?
Yeah, well, we've talked about it. It's, you know, it's obviously something that has to be corrected. I think, Monday we went over some video and looked at some things of why that happened in the Arizona game. It's just more of a mindset more than anything. And, you know, when you have a good first period against the team, and we did in Arizona, you get up 2-0. The other team's in the locker room talking about how they're going to push back now. And a lot of times, you know, teams will come out and they're going to get after you a little bit, and they're going to control a certain part of the period. That's just natural and normal. But, you know, when that first goal goes in, you know, our team didn't respond. And that's more of the issue where, you know, teams are going to push and they're going to get a goal sometimes. Maybe they don't get a goal, but they get momentum. But we have to respond, and we got to respond sooner than later. And I think that we have responded in third periods, but to me, that's too late. We need to respond in the second period. Like after that goal in Arizona went in, we should have responded a lot quicker in that game, and we didn't. And, you know, we looked at video and talked about things, and, you know, I think it's going to be better.
Blues coach Craig Berube joining us right now on the Fast Line on 101 at ESPN. Coach, how difficult is it as a leader of this team to when the team is struggling, not tinker too much so that you show confidence in your guys, but also realize that you have to put them in the right spot to succeed?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know, moving players around different lines and things like that. I'm not sure that they're used to that. That's what's been getting done to them their whole life, to be honest with you. But, you know, I think, you know, you make the subtle adjustments that are going to help and subtle adjustments that are going to make your team believe in what you're trying to do. And I think going into Colorado, we talked yesterday and went over some things that are subtle adjustments that are going to help us in the game.
Chief, obviously you guys have had pieces in and out this year. You've had plenty of injuries, way too many injuries. And look, I know you or nobody else makes excuses about it. You deal with what you've got and you go about the task at hand. That being said, though, when you look at this season overall, has there been a time, and maybe it's a week of games or maybe it's a couple, where you just look at it and say, damn it, that's what my team looks like. Like, that is the snapshot. Have you gotten to that point this year, or has it just been so many moving parts, it's hard to figure out how good this team can be?
Well, I think we've never had a full squad for a long time, to be honest with you. I don't know, you know, what games or a number of games where we had a full lineup. You know, it's been a lot of injuries throughout the season, for sure, and a lot of guys. And guys that are you know, big players on our hockey team that have been out a long time. But, you know, we went on that road trip out west, and again, we had a lot of injuries at the time, but our team played real good hockey. I think we ended up getting, I don't know, 4 wins on that trip, maybe, and 1 loss. I can't remember exactly, but, you know, I thought our team was pretty solid then at that point. And I liked the way we were playing and how we were winning games and the style of game we were playing. It looked really good. And that was being a pretty banged up team at the time. But, you know, it's, I think there's still, like you said, we have an opportunity here to correct a lot of this stuff and fix it going forward and get ourselves in the playoffs and give ourselves a chance. I really do. And that's what I told our team the other day. Get in the playoffs and give yourself a chance. That's it. Anything can happen in the playoffs.
Chief, I know you communicate well with the players at all times, whether it's good or bad. And I know that you've been talking to a couple of guys this week. You've talked about it with some of the other press and the media. With 3 guys that have been isolated because they're having some struggles offensively, Vladdy Tarasenko, Braden Schenn, Jaden Schwartz, three of your top guys on the team. As a coach, when you sit down and you talk to these guys, if you're offering them one small bit of coaching or advice, what do you tell those guys in order to try and spark them to get them back on the score sheet? Because that one goal a game from any one of those guys could be the difference at this point.
Yeah, and I talked about it. I said it in the paper, get your nose dirty and get in there. Like, you know, a lot of times when things aren't going well, you got to go right to the hard areas and go to the paint and bang and muck around the net. And you know how things happen. A guy like yourself will shoot one ribs and it's going wide. It might go off their shin pad or something going in the net. And that's all you need to get going, right? So get to the net, get your nose dirty, getting involved, you know. Just little things like that will help you get a goal here or there. You know, it's really like, I don't have, you know, nobody has all the answers of why they get opportunities they're not going in. And you just got to keep pushing. And I got to, you know, what I do is I just keep trying to push them and tell them, you know, you got to keep working and competing. But, you know, you got to get to the hard areas. If you're going to be on the outside, there's probably a good chance it's going to be tough to score, especially this time of year.
First of all, Chief, I wouldn't shoot the puck wide. I don't miss the net very often, okay? I just wanted to let you know that. But no, second of all, on a more serious note, are you looking for more shots total? I know that it's always been quality over quantity for yourself and the coaching staff. Is this a time where maybe you say, hey, guys, let's get a little more volume to the net, but let's get some bodies, too, to the net, and maybe we get a couple of those gritty goals?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the Arizona game, the shot quality was there, but they had 24 blocked shots in the game, Arizona. That's way too many. We got to do a better job of getting pucks through to the net, not let teams block it. But that shot quality is important for sure. That definitely can go up, and we're going to talk about getting more pucks in that for sure.
All right, Chief, we appreciate your time. We know you got a busy slate ahead of you. We wish you nothing but the best. We'll chat with you next week and get the boys going, Chief.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You too. Thanks.